there I should also be. I will never go anywhere where these things are not. They're my life and soul.
Oh. What? You. More.
It seems here that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is just happily chanting the glories of the associates of Krishna in Braj, in the form of Radhakund, in the form of the deer, the peacocks, the birds, the cows, the conch shell. It appears like a happy glorification. But actually, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is weeping and begging that these Udipans will be merciful to him. What is Udipan? Udipan means that which stimulates our bhakti. So he's praying and begging and weeping to all these associates of Krishna, to the Jamuna, to the waves of the Jamuna, because they're all Krishna, non-different from Krishna, Krishna's associates, and they are as merciful as Krishna. So he's begging them that I'm suffering in this material world, though he's pure devotee, on our behalf he's praying, that I'm suffering in this material world with so many anarthas, I'm engrossed in the whirlpool of Maya, please be merciful and pick me up and stimulate in my heart Braj Bhakti, so that I can become a maidservant of Srimati Radhika and serve her in all these different places and serve all of her associates.
Why Jamuna is Udipan?
Jamuna is the liquid form of Vishakar, Srimati Radhika's, one of her closest friends. And Radha and Krishna and their associates and the coward boys, they all play in Jamuna. And Jamuna is always waiting for Radha and Krishna and their associates to come. That's her greatest pleasure. Krishna and Radha's unguents are mixed with the water of the Jamuna, their mascara and everything, and all of their bhavs are there within the Jamuna. So in this way, by remembering Jamuna, Jamuna gives her mercy and gives Braj Bhakti.
All are called Uddipan because they remember. Oh, Krishna Street passed by. Oh, Jamuna Singh, its ghats. Oh, Krishna is waiting there for Gopi. And Gopi are waiting. And so many pastimes. Oh, why deers, sea deer? They come by the float of sound of Krishna float, and they come and they beg pranay from Krishna,
love
and affection for Krishna. So all what are told are Uddipan. They remember Radha and Krishna Yuga, what doing. They all, so everything. Oh, Uttam Bhagavatam. May see anything. Anything in this. They remember Vrindavan. And without Vrindavan, no sweet pastimes of Krishna. Never can be. So, I cannot give up Vrindavan. I cannot give up all these things. Because they remember me all these sweet pastimes. So I will be in Vrindavan with deers, Jamuna, and what? Bansi, rabbit. He also wants. We don't want to be out of Vrindavan. It automatically remembers Krishna. It will go to Govardhan Parikrama. Oh. it will remember all Krishna pastimes. So we don't want to be out of Vrindavan. Now, to change your stand? Aren't the devotees good? Or any radical name? What's the name? Damodar Priya. Beloved of Damodar. Oh, most beloved of Damodar. What is the meaning? Oh, by her love and affection she can bind Krishna. So, Damodar. Then?
Bhakti Rasa.
Oh, Venu Gopal Prabhu.
Andrew.
Ananta Krishna Prabhu. Very good.
Prasadi Vilasi.
Oh, very big name. What name?
Rasa
Vilasini. And what I told?
Rasa Vilasini.
What is the meaning of? Meaning? Oh, always very happy in dancing, singing, playing with Krishna in Rasa. Very good man. Madhvi Devi Ki.
Mukesh.
Oh, theek hai. Oh, Mukunda Prabhu Ki. All Mukesh is okay, but we will call him Mukunda Prabhu. We don't want to call any name which is not a Krishna name, Ram name, or anything.
Son of Mukunda Prabhu, Mukunda will accept on his behalf because he's not here.
But
Krishna Kanta.
Whom?
To whom?
Son. Oh, Krishna Kanta Prabhu ki. Oh, his name is your. Very good. Very good. Janak Nandini or Janaki Shem. Very good. Very good. Now we should discover. Agyanatumiram Dharasya. Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurun Militam Dena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Vancha Kalpataru Dhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha
patitanam pāvane vaiṣṇava namo mahāvadannāya krishna prema krishnāya krishna caitanyaya gaurātriye gurave gaurachandrāya radhikāya krishnāya krishna bhaktāya tadabhaktāya yam prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipāyano virahakātarya juhāvo utreti tanmaitaya tarvo vinedu tam sarvabhūtavidayam tavaivāsmi najvāmi purāvina ite vigyai rādhetam. Transcendental bhakti is of two kinds, aswadhyamayi and madhukhyamayi. Bhakti or service mixed with aishwarya, opulence, and bhakti or seva of pure madhurchyamayi. Narayan, never he descends, Narayan. No father, mother. Only some associate like Narad and others. So much opulence in Narayan. Any man can go and do pranam. And one cannot serve Narayan like Lakshmi. Lakshmi too, always messaging peace. Nothing else. So it is called opulence. His manifestations, having millions of hands, millions of feet, millions of everything. Oh, it cannot be seen anywhere. So it is opulence. So all will pray only with Sahasra Vishnu name or anything. Oh, Bhagavan Nisinghadev, around. Nisingh has no father, mother. He has also so much opulence. But Ram, having opulence, but three pastimes too. He has father, mother, Maharaj Dasarath and brothers, Lakshmana, Bharat, Satsubhna, wife, Sita. So, he takes birth from Kaushalya, so many pastimes. But sometimes, very much opulence. To cross ocean, it is very hard. And he took his
bow and arrow.
And by that, he took all the water of
ocean.
To kill Raman was not a
simple task.
Simple. Anyone could have not killed him. So, in the beginning, when he came from the womb of the mother Kaushalya, he was 416 years age lying, with barn dhanush and everything complete, like Vishnu. A simple person cannot show this. So something, appearance is there. So, though he is doing very sweet pastimes, walking on foot,
with Sita and Lakshman in forest, obeying his father, mother, doing so many good things, past times. But yet, he has some friends. But what kind of friends? All are like servants. Why Sita? But like servant. Or Sita must obey him. Ram can order her, oh, get out from my house. Hanuman cannot embrace Ram. Sometimes, mercifully, Ram can embrace. Like what? Oh, Mangalam Bhavatu Kalyan, like this. Not like that. He can be on the tree, and Ram can sit on the shade of tree, and he can be up, but not climbing on the soldiers of Ram. Can Hanuman give something, his remnant, to Ram? Never. Sita can give Lakshman, Bharat, Sugreev, Vibhishan, all are bandhu, but really they are all servants. But we can see that is why Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. Premina?
Premi Bhakta.
Bhart Satrugna, all. All are so high class of them. Bharat is the embodiment of love and affection. But he cannot sit on the bed of Ram, cannot embrace, cannot give remnant. But you can see that Pandavas, Arjun, Draupadi, Arjun can give or not his remnant. Give? Or they can sit in one plate and both have taken. So it is remnant. No. They can sleep on same bed. Oh. Their head can be on that side and this side. Krishna head is that side of that same palanquin. And Arjun on that side. Krishna feet passing through Arjun chest. And Arjun feet or through passing through
Krishna's chest.
And one side Satyabhama Rukmini or
fanning.
And other side Draupadi Subhadra or fanning. How melodious they are. So Arjun, Krishna gave marriage to her, to his sister Subhadra, to Krishna. And he, what relation became? Very sweet. Bahanoi, brother-in-law is very bad word. Nothing, no rush. You can tell so many, no special. But in India, Bahanoi, Damad, ye dusre sab, ye sab angreji mein nahi hai. No word for. So, not only, once Arjun has a ego that I am very best archer in whole world. This was his false ego. And but really he was unparalleled archer in that world. One day he met Hanuman. Arjun told that your Ram was not good archer, and he has no strength and power. like me. If I was at that time, oh, no need of making any pool there on ocean by my arrow, dhanush baan. I could have made a bad, strong over breeze on ocean that all monkeys and all can, they can cross. By Ram asked and requested monkeys all and bears to make a breeze. Hanuman told, you are ignorant. You don't know all these things. Even a weight of monkey is so
heavy
that your breeze, over breeze of
bow and
arrow cannot tolerate. No. Arjun told very proudly, oh, you can examine you and like you, millions of monkeys can walk on my. And he made it. At once, in a moment, with his bow and arrow, he made a very strong breeze over any river. That river was also so much
wide.
And one thought that, this bridge is very strong. So he fly in the way, in the air, and went to any of mountain. And he became so big, as he became big any time crossing ocean. And his each he binded big mountains. And so heavy he became. And he came. Arjun thought, my bridge cannot tolerate. So what I do? What should I do? He began to pray, Krishna. I'm taking your shelter. I'm your Saranagar. Please save me. And what? Hamare baat ko satya kijiye.
Please protect my words.
That I have given to Hanuman, that my breeze is so strong that even you and millions of monkeys like you cannot break my. And Hanuman was praying to Ram. Oh Ram, save me. If the bridge is not going to be broken, then it will be my what? Badnaami. Or it is insult, not me, mine, but you. But because I have taken your shelter. And in the same time, Arjun, what doing? He was praying. Both were fearing and praying. So anyhow, Hanuman gave his 1 foot on the bridge. The bridge was doing like this, began to
shake.
But it was not broken. Hanuman saw that. Why not? I've taken the weight of whole world now, and even this bridge is not going to fall or break. Ram. And Arjun, this bridge is. I think that it will
break any moment.
Break at any moment. Oh Krishna. So Ram was. Praying to Ram. What began? Then he gave his 2 feet also, and whole weight was on the. But even bridge was not. But what we see, Hanuman, even it is not breaking. Also, he was seeing inside the bridge. He saw that so much blood was coming. so much. A current of blood was at once he jumped and he saw that Ram of backside is
on the bridge.
And Arjun Vatsa, oh Krishna, here. Both their own Ishtadev ko wahan par dekha. They saw Hanuman saw Ram and Arjun saw Krishna. Then Hanuman began to pray. And he began to pray. One form, but both are seeing different. But one Ram and one Krishna. Oh, then Ram told to Hanuman, oh, now you can see. Oh, here is Krishna, myself Ram. And Ram, Ram is Krishna. No difference. I want to do at that time very sweet pastimes in Braja. And after that, battle of Mahabharata. So, I am ordering you that you should always save Arjun in Mahabharata battle. You should be on the flag of Arjuna. And from the very powerful barn of Bhisham Pitamaha, Karna and Dronacharya, you should save. Otherwise, in first day, in first
battle,
first barn, Arjuna will be
killed.
So, always save. I will be also there on the chariot as a sarathi.
Chariot.
Chariot. So you must save Arjuna. So time to time, when Karna, Bhisham Pitamaha, Duryodhan,
Dronacharya,
used to do like, oh, Arjuna, Hanuman on the chariot, on the
top of the flag.
Oh, he used to roar more than thunderbolt, and they used to be fear and their bond, oh, miss here and there. Once Karna, and it became like, oh, python. What Hanuman did? Oh, he get so much weight that it went in. Oh, Prithvi mein ghus gaya.
Entered in the earth.
And after that he pulled it out. So always Hanuman used to say. Now he made himself the servant of Arjuna. And also Hanuman, oh, you should serve. So Hanuman was full life. He saved his life so many times. But one thing, Arjuna so near and dear, more than Hanuman to Krishna. But one thing, when he saw the universal form of Krishna, what he saw? Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and Yama, and so many, all are coming in his mouth. And they are going to death. And he saw very bhayanak rupa dekha.
Dangerous, fearful form.
Very fearful form. And he began, like folding the hand. Oh Prabhu, I have a false ego that I am your friend. Oh, I have done so much mistake and offenses in your Lord. From now, I promise that I will never call you friend. Only Prabhu. So he forget his friendship and everything. So sometimes opulence also. Arjuna has no quality to be in Vrindavan. Never. He cannot be there. Why? He has some mood that Krishna is Supreme Lord. He has. Anyone in Vrindavan, friends, father, mother, parents, anyone of Vrindavan. They don't know that Krishna is Supreme Lord. If they hear from here and there that Krishna is Supreme Lord, but they don't believe. Now in separation mood they may tell like this, but they never believe that Krishna is Supreme Lord. This is the speciality of Vrindavan. Mathura, Dwarka, in Kurukshetra battle, Krishna has so many appearances. So all fear from him. But in Vrindavan, or friends, or they can defeat Krishna even. And defeating even, Krishna becomes so happy. There is much more opulence than Vaikuntha Loka and Dwarka and Mathura in Vrindavan. But yet it is covered with
sweetness.
This is the speciality of Vrindavan. So, in comparison to Arjuna, Uddhava is more superior. More superior. Why? Because in Dwarkapuri, Krishna has parents, Devaki Vasudeva. But there he is Kshatriya, Jadav. He cannot keep his flute and peacock feather. Always with so many queens. But no flute, nothing of Vrindavan. They have love and affection. There are so many things, sweet times even, but not like pleasure. So, in whole Dwarka and Mathura, he selected one home to Uddhava, to send Uddhava, a kirtan. As well.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Oh, Uddhava is more superior than Arjuna. Best friend, or like commander-in-chief, like very humble das,
servant, minister,
advisor, like prime minister. Uddhava can be anything. But when he went to Vrindavan and he realized, really, I am not bhakta of Krishna. And Krishna never comes to Dwarka or Mathura. He is there in full. Partly he is in Dwarka and Mathura. And that he realized there. How is it? Love, affection of gopis. Maharaj Nanda Baba Yashoda. And then he began to pray for Bande Nanda Braja Yistrina Padarenum Aveksnasa Jasan Hari Kathod Gita Kunati Puhanat Praya. I pray the lotus dust of gopis. One dust even I want to pray. They can fulfill the desire of whole world. They are so much powerful. I want to be any grass, any creeper in Vrindavan, especially grass. That gopis coming to Krishna in the night, their feet dust should be on our heads. Brahma, Shankar, all praying to Krishna. They want to meditate Krishna. Even the lotus feet of Krishna not coming there in their meditation or heart. And what gopis? directly. Oh, they keep the lotus feet of Krishna on their breasts. And Krishna became what? Controlled by that. Always controlled. So, I want to be like that. To have a fit dust of gopis. And now he is praying so much. Oh gopi, by your darshan, by your darshan, I have received so much. My life has been successful. Otherwise, I Mathura. I have not realized all the glories of gopi. Now I can see. But gopis are not sadhak, even not siddha. Who are they? Krishna Kala. Krishna Shakti power. It may be you can tell, gopis are Krishna. No how. Achinta bheda bheda. So this is our object, to have a love affection like gopi, or to be made servant of gopis. To serve Radha Krishna Kanjuga. This is should be our object. But how to have all these things, high class of object? Then you should come towards the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. That if you have a seed, a peepal tree, or banyan tree, very minute, but it has the potency of all the leaves, all the branches, how high, how breadth, the age, everything. Its fruits, sweetness, everything it has. So, potency of all these things is in our heart, in our soul. Guru can give that seed of bhakti. It has everything complete. But don't think that it will come in a day or two. So if there is no taste in chanting what Guru Dev has given, mantra, mahamantra, diksha mantra, he has given, don't disbelieve. Strong faith. It will not come in a day or two.
A day or two.
Or even in
one
or 2 years, it may take some long process. Because we have forgotten Krishna from millions of births. From?
Immemorial.
So don't be weak. We want to see the fruit just now. Like what? Chat roti pat. What?
Roll chapati, cook and eat.
Making chapati at once and garam garam.
Hot.
Taking very good. But bhakti is not like that. If a girl wants that I want to see my child, but age is 5 years. Fancy will be mature, married. And even with husband, it may take so much years. So why you are doing hurry about bhakti? If no test, no harm, go on chanting and remembering Krishna. Practicing. Savanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satya. Gradually, your process will be very strong and you will have thick relation with Krishna, all your offenses and anarth will go. And very soon then taste will come, then asakti will come, and then... So don't be
hopeless.
Hopeless. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj came and he gave that process, Mahamantra also, and Diksha Mantra, Brahma Gayatri, up to Harinam, everything, Gopal Mantra, Guru Mantra, Gaur Mantra, Gopal Mantra, everything he gave. But we see that also many, 99% left it. Some of them became family person, or they are doing, but not so much. I think that all who are here, first they were brahmachari at the time of Swamiji. But when he left this world, all became grihas. And some of them, they are totally... You don't be like that. It may take time. But always remember, utsaha, nishya, dharyat, tatta karma, sangat tyaga, sarvari bhakti, prasiddhi. Always be like that. Try to develop your chanting, remembering, reading, worshipping, everything. Daily, you should measure that in what stage my bhakti was yesterday and what standard today. Like in business, in evening, closing shop before, we take the rokar. And see that, oh, we are deficient, in deficit or in gain. If gain, go. But if deficit, why? So if your bhakti is not increasing, decreasing, then where is the loophole? And if it is stagnant, oh, why it is there? Increasing? Then utsa, go on. Don't slip from the line of bhakti. Never and never. Especially you should follow. Oh, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. What? He tells you. Guru Goste Gosthalais. Bhusuragane. He's telling that. Always, oh mine, my brother mine, give up all faults again. Worldly desires. I pray you very humbly, follow me, that daily you should chant Maha Mantra. You should, in morning, midday and evening, you should also meditate your mantras, what your Gurudev has given, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Gaur Mantra, Gopal Mantra, Krishna Mantra, and Kama Gayatri, Pancha Tattva Krishna. Without fail, increasing more and more. In this way you should go on doing, if you are not going. And associating with bad elements, your bhakti will go. So try to follow all these things. And in the last you should remember Tannam Arup Chaitadi Sukrittanami Kramena Rasanam Manishi Tishthan Braji Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Naid Akhilami Ittu. This is the essence of a whole teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. By this your life will be successful. Always try to be in Vrindavan, where gopis and gopis were, where Jamuna is flowing, where Giriraj Govardhan is there, where Krishna never gives up and goes out of this Vrindavan. Try to go there. In the guidance of any qualified or Rashik Vaishnava, not general, Rashik Vaishnava, in the line of Rupa Goswami. And try to remember what? Oh, what name you are chanting and the meaning That is connection with the sweet parts. Damodar name. Or Gopal Govinda Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Harsi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhike. These names. Hare Krishna, but with link, with the relations, with sweet pastimes of Krishna. With Rasana?
Tan.
You should chant these names. What? Sri Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Hare, Mukunda, but not yet satisfied. Then, Harsi, Jasoda, Tan, or Nausam. But something remaining. Then, Gopi Ballavi Jeevan
Radhikesa.
This is supreme. Weeping, heart melting like this, Yusuf. And you will see that Krishna is there in the heart. So this is this. So you should try to follow this. Don't see that, oh, I have given seed today, and today it is like a big mango tree. Oh, don't see. So, in this process, you should chant, remember, follow your Gurudev, Vaishnava, and be in high class of the association. Oh, this is the essence of all the teachings that Rupa Goswami. Go, Prema. Always remember this. If you are doing so, then you are obeying me. You are obeying our Guru Parampara and to Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu. This is one devotion. I don't know or accept this anything more. Now, yes, sir. Begin.
Yes,
sir. Oh, have you given the mala, okay?
The drama play will be here, so some devotees can move from...
Thus ends the class on the 11th of June 2002 in Boise in the evening. Hare Krishna.